Welcome to this episode of Tech Talk Today, where we dive into exciting developments in the world of web applications and deployment. Today, we're shining the spotlight on something called Thruster. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Thruster? Well, think of it as your trusted sidekick for deploying Rails applications effortlessly and securely on the open internet. Thruster is an HTTP 2 proxy that's designed to work closely with the Puma web server, offering essential features that help your applications run more efficiently, without a lot of hassle. So what makes Thruster stand out? For one, it provides HTTP 2 support. If you haven't heard of HTTP 2, it's essentially a major improvement over the older HTTP 1.1 protocol, allowing for faster page loads and more efficient data handling. This means users won't be tapping their fingers impatiently while waiting for your app to load. Yes, and there's more. Thruster also handles automatic TLS certificate management with Let's Encrypt. Now, for those less tech-savvy folks out there, TLS, Transport Layer Security, ensures that all communications between your web application and your users are encrypted. It's like having a secure lock on your doors, safeguarding your data from prying eyes. Oh, and did I mention caching? Thruster includes basic HTTP caching of public assets. Imagine being able to serve static files efficiently, lightening the load on your server, and making everything snappier for users. It's like optimizing your kitchen workflow. When everything is in the right place and prepared in advance, you can whip up meals faster. Now, getting Thruster set up is a breeze. It's designed to be zero config, meaning there's no complicated configuration file to deal with. Essentially, you just run your Puma server with Thruster, and you're off to the races. Okay, there is a slight caveat when it comes to using TLS. You do need to set the TLS domain environment variable for it to provision those certificates. So just a quick reminder, don't forget to set that. Let's also talk about how Thruster is especially handy in containerized environments. Running an application in such an environment can get tricky, because you often don't have a process manager to juggle all the processes. But with Thruster managing Puma for you, it simplifies the entire setup. It's all about streamlining operations and getting your Rails application up and running quickly. Now, if someone wants to customize their Thruster experience, there are several environment variables available to tweak its behavior. For example, adjusting the maximum request body size or specifying storage paths for internal state. This allows developers the flexibility to tailor their setup to meet specific needs. It's fascinating to see how Thruster was initially created for the Once project, a no-fuss solution for serving Rails applications from a single container directly on the internet. However, its utility has expanded beyond just that project to various other Rails applications. This shows the innovation in tech is about building tools that not only solve immediate problems, but evolve to serve a bigger purpose. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to ask, how do you see tools like Thruster evolving as web applications continue to grow in complexity? Do you think we'll reach a point where deploying applications is as seamless as pressing a button? It's a dynamic field, and your thoughts could spark some interesting conversations. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Talk today. We hope you learned something new about Thruster and how it can revolutionize the way we deploy Rails applications. Until next time, keep exploring the tech that shapes our world.